Right, Mike Heck here for MMAfighting.com. And as we've seen throughout this Friday, July 3rd, there's been some hiccups, some newly found hurdles when it comes to Fight Island and the four events coming up in Abu Dhabi over the next couple of weeks. But tonight, the biggest fight on the biggest card for Fight Island has been officially postponed as Gilbert Burns has tested positive for COVID-19. Therefore, his welterweight title fight with Kamaru Usman will not go down at UFC 251 on July 11th, but it looks like it may be rebooked down the road. MMA Fighting confirmed this news with sources close to the situation following an initial report from Mike Bond of USA Today. Burns, along with coach Greg Jones and his brother Herbert Burns, all tested positive. There were charter flights getting ready to head to Las Vegas in preparation for Fight Island. Neither of those gentlemen were on the flight, nor was the champion Kamaru Usman. Now, UFC 251 will move forward with two title fights next weekend, with Alexander Volkanovski defending his featherweight title against Max Holloway in a rematch, and Piotr Jan will take on Jose Aldo for the vacant bantamweight title. What a day it has been. Let us bring in my colleague from MMAfighting.com, Jose Youngs, to react to this breaking news. And Jose, I always enjoy chatting with you, but sometimes the news isn't always good. And the day started off with some awful news, and that means more and trumps anything else that could happen in the news cycle today. But here I am, sleeping like a baby. And this is a true story, ladies and gentlemen. All of a sudden, I just woke up. Don't know why. There's no rhyme or reason behind it. And then moments later, this news drops that Gilbert Burns tested positive for COVID-19 and he's out of the main event against Kamaru Usman for UFC 251. I reacted like most people did. Man, this is rough. Then it was all about concern for Gilbert Burns, obviously his brother and his coach. We obviously hope everyone makes full recovery, but how did you react to this late breaking news of the day?
Well, I've said this before. I've become kind of like jaded and used to a lot of chaos that hits the ceiling. I've like when I was in Madison Square Garden with the no con, like the not the no contest, but the cut at the end of the fight, or the blown up eye with Cowboy at UFC 238. Like, I'm used to this, and I always say, like, I love chaos, but not this, man. I don't want to see anyone test positive for the coronavirus, especially Gilbert Burns, who come off the biggest win of his career, and his younger and his brother. So I have no reaction, but this one I'm more disappointed than anything else. I was very much, in terms of the actual fight, I was excited for the fight, but it just sucks that it's been a rough day for mixed martial arts as a whole, and this is going to be remembered for a long time. It's one of those days that things just hit the fan.
Completely agree. And this is a fight that's been built on multiple storylines, right? Like the rise of Gilbert Burns, a guy who, you know, in August of last year was fighting Alexei Konchenko and then all of a sudden just ran off a bunch of wins and getting ready to fight his teammate and, you know, former friend. I mean, he should probably still be friends after a fight would go down with Kamaru Usman. And these guys, you know each other very well. Kamaru Usman decided to head to Colorado and work with Trevor Whitman and Justin Gaethje. But the familiarity levels between Usman and Burns really made this fight super fascinating. When we look at the overall picture, and again, the Burns brothers and Greg Jones, their recovery is far more important than any fight in any kind of a cage or octagon. But when you look at the card as a whole, how much of a hit is this to the card itself?
I think it's a big hit. I know I do love the rematch between Volkanovski and Holloway, and then of course the Peter Yan and Jose Aldo fight, and then the rematch with Rose and Jessica Andrade. But this was the main event. It wasn't a rematch. It was enough for an undisputed title. It's not a vacant title. I know people wanted to see the Masvidal Usman fight, but Gilbert Burns was ranked number one. He beat the former champion, the number one ranked fighter. So if you're just going off of rankings, Gilbert Burns wasn't the rightful number one contender. So I was super intrigued by this because we just didn't know. Like, we had no idea what was going to happen. Like, Volkanovski Holloway's already happened. I like Jose Aldo as a fighter, but I think we all agree that someone like Aljamain Sterling probably deserved that shot against Peter Yan instead. And I just think this was a fantastic martial arts competition rather than anything like the stories, like you said, but this was just a good fight. So I think this is a big hit for Fight Island. This was the main event of the premier card. And Volkanovski Holloway is great, but it's a rematch. It was a rematch of a fight that wasn't overly close. It wasn't a dominant win, but it wasn't like anyone's arguing that Max Holloway won. And then, like I said, Aldo is probably taking a spot from someone that might deserve it a little bit more. So big hit in my mind. But UFC's got to move on.
Yeah, and I feel like throughout this whole process of getting back to work once this COVID-19 pandemic hit, I feel like the UFC has done a tremendous job. And yeah, there's been some positive tests here and there, you know, Jacare, and then like some corners, some people who have competed in past fights. So we've seen like a few come up, but today it's just been multiple positive tests that have come out in different reports. I think MMA Fighting reported like 95% of those. And then to find this one out, there's probably been more public positive COVID-19 tests just today alone based on these Fight Island fights than we've seen in all these other cards combined leading into it. So if you're the UFC right now, are you just in complete scramble mode right now? Or are you just, you know, putting your hands together and praying to whatever you believe in that, you know, the worst is behind us?
I don't know if it's out of their hands. It's hard to even, like we said this months ago, like we don't even know what's gonna happen in a week. Like on our site, on our Slack channel, we're talking about like, oh, we had all these articles and stuff planned for like fight week. And I'm sure Esther and Casey were working on timeline for Gilbert Burns versus Kamaru Usman. And like, that's all out the window. So I don't know what happens. Like we're in an era where we can't even, we don't even, like, for all we know, tomorrow another title fight falls out or another fight falls out. Like you and I are talking, like, for all we know, in 48 hours, we could lose a card. We don't know. So if I'm the UFC, I'm scrambling, but there's not much you can do outside during a pandemic. It's not like they can buy an arena or they can like just go to their apex. Like this is out of their hands. So I don't know the answer.
Around 15 or so minutes after this news drops, some of the bigger names in the welterweight division began to chime in. We saw Jorge Masvidal tweet out the definition of game bread. Colby Covington offers up his services for a rematch. I guess I'm fascinated by these tweets for a number of reasons, but the main reason is because it brings up a question. What would you rate the chances of either of these guys stepping in on short notice to fight Kamaru Usman? Is there any chance this happens, or does the UFC just rebook Usman and Burns for August or September perhaps and just try to play it as safe as possible?
I think they rebook maybe September, especially if I know the plan was for Khabib to fight Justin Gaethje in September, but of course, rightfully so, if Khabib wants more time with his family after the passing of his father, I think Gilbert Burns or Kamaru Usman Gilbert Burns could slot right in there for maybe another Saudi Arabia card, not Saudi Arabia, Abu Dhabi card. So I think that makes sense. In terms of chances, I think of the two, I think Covington would get the fight before Masvidal. Masvidal's not in the best graces with the UFC. He's probably asking for a lot more money. I know the fans would want to see who's the Masvidal fight. I think that plays into Masvidal's favor for getting what he's paid, but I don't think it's much of a thing. Like you yourself said, Usman didn't catch that flight, right? He's not even there.
Yeah, from what I understand. But I mean, it doesn't mean he can't get another one.
It's true. But there's a lot of hurdles to jump through. There's a lot of medicals to go through. I don't know. Like Masvidal said, he was training. I don't know if Covington was training for a fight specifically. You'd have to imagine any late notice. If that fight's going to happen, the wheels are in motion now, considering all the hurdles they're going to have to go through. And like you said, there's so many positive tests. They can't risk it happening again.
Yeah, it's funny just kind of thinking about like the workload that everyone sort of put into this whole thing. We're trying to like prepare and get things done ahead of time. Like I had conversations with John Anik. We talked all about that fight. Spoke with Paul Felder about these fight cards and UFC 251. We talked all about that fight. And, you know, now we get all these positive tests. But the news cycle, and you sort of alluded to this earlier, you know, mostly for the past couple of months, it's been pretty positive, right? Overall, this has to be one of the roughest news cycle days in the MMA space in quite some time, is it not?
Yeah, without a doubt. The passing of Khabib's father right out of the gate in the early mornings here Pacific time was, I don't want to say caught everyone off guard because that story was kind of developing pretty much day by day. So it was more tragic than anything you saw. It's rare that a singular moment kind of unifies the entire mixed martial arts world because everyone hates everyone if you're fighting. So you even saw fighters like Dylan Danis and Conor McGregor kind of reach out and John Kavanaugh like reach out to send their condolences to Khabib. And then this happens. So it's two different ends of the spectrum for two tragedies but different types of tragedies where Gilbert Burns' future is kind of a mystery. And then losing your father's name, I can't quantify that into words. It hasn't happened to me. I can't imagine what's like Jose Shorty Torres on the A side. He said it happened to him during fight camp. And he said it was one of the worst moments of his life. So I can't even put that into words. So in terms of the news cycle, this is one of the, in my mind, looking back, like John Jones testing positive, UFC 200 is probably way up there. Conor McGregor's retiring. probably way up there. The Melee after 229, the Strikeforce Melee, of course. So, yeah, this is going to be one of those days that's going to be talked about for a long time.
Yeah, and there's a couple of, like, Habib's cousins are supposed to compete on Fight Island, too, and they didn't jump on the charter from where they're at for, obviously, for completely understandable reasons after the death of Habib's father. So we don't even know what's going to happen with those two particular matchups. But,
I can't even fathom what's going through Ali Abdelaziz's mind right now. It's two of his fighters, and with Habib and Gilbert. Gilbert Burns is Ali, right? So, it's
Kamaru,
it's, too. And Kamaru, too. So, like, It's a lot happening right now.
For sure. And that means, you know, with all this crazy news going on, we're going to have a lot to discuss this week on Between the Links, on What the Heck, on the A-Side live chat, and a lot more leading into these Fight Island events. The Brazilian beast himself, Guilherme Cruz, is en route to start his Fight Island journey. So looking forward to seeing his coverage. And, of course, checking out UFC 251 next Saturday night in Abu Dhabi. It's still going to be a great card as it stands right now. We still have the two title fights. And we probably won't have a welterweight title fight, but you never know. Crazier things have happened. But, Jose, always a pleasure. Thank you for joining me. For Jose Youngs, I am Mike Heck. Thank you for watching. Have a good weekend, everybody. For those of us in the United States, enjoy your Independence Day.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.